Session 16 of Megillat Rut. We said we're holding in Perek Dalet Pasuk Zayin. Perek Dalet Pasuk Zayin, the Pasuk says, Vezol lefanim beYisrael ala geula v'ala temura, that when people wanted to do geula or temura, that's what they did among the Jews in the old days, lefanim, in the earlier days. Lekayem kol davar, to establish anything that they wanted to do, to make it stand. Sholaf ishna'alo, a person would take off his shoe, and Natan Lereu would give it to his friend. This was the law among the Jews. So Rashi says, Geula, ala geula zo mechira, temura zo chalipin. There's a difference between mechira and chalipin. Mechira is when I want to buy an object, and I don't want to pay for it now. I don't have cash right now to buy it. So what they did was they did a mass of kinyan, an act of kinyan, an act of acquisition. And the way they did act of acquisition was that someone would take off his shoe, would give it to his friend, and that was an act of a kinyan. And by giving the shoe over, that whatever he was selling would get transferred. That's mechira, which is what the parasha is talking about, what the maaseh over here is talking about. We're going to talk about it very soon. Ba'ala temura, temura is chalipin. Chalipin means an exchange. Like the Mishnah says, a person who has an ox and he wants to exchange it with his friend's donkey. I have an ox, you have a donkey. I don't need my cow. You don't need your donkey. I want to give that to you and take your donkey instead. So the Mishnah says, as soon as one would make a kinyan on the animal that he wants to get, for example, meshicha, animal, the way you will make a kinyan is by pulling on the string, making it walk. Or making it walk, however you make it walk. So when you do an act of meshicha on the animal, and the animal becomes yours, that other animal, wherever it is, even if it's not here, automatically becomes the other person. That's called chalipin. And a chalipin, you only need to make a kinyan on one davar. So this is how they did it. Ala geula, ala temura, when they wanted to make a kinyan on them, when they wanted to make chalipin, they would do this exchange. For example, they would take off their shoe, and one would take off his shoe and would give it to the other one. Rashi says, "Shalaf ish na'alo, zehu kinyan." This was the act of kinyan, to take off the shoe. Kimo shanu konin besudar, just like nowadays we use a handkerchief, b'makom na'al, instead of a shoe, and so that's called kinyan sudar. So there's a kinyan chalipin and there's a kinyan sudar. Kinyan sudar is the act over here, that you give a handkerchief, and by giving that over, is a master kinyan, you acquire whatever you need to acquire. Kinyan chalipin is when you exchange something with something else. There is a machloket chachamim masachet ba'am betziya. Mi natan lemi, whether you do this kinyan sudar or kinyan shoe with the keli of the kone or the makne, the one who acquires gives it, or the one who is selling gives the item, gives the shoe. Yesh omrim onin bekelav shel one. Some say that the kinyan is the one who buys is the one who gives over the shoe. He gives the shoe, he buys this stuff. Uboaz natan le goel. In this case, Boaz gave the shoe to the goel, and this way Boaz gets the right of the geulah, gets the right of the yibum of root. All those rights would become his. The Yesh Omrim, others say, Chonin bekelav shel magne, that the chinyan takes place with the vessel of the one who sells. And here, goel natan leboaz, the halacha be paskin, that Chonin bekelav shel chone, and Boaz was the one who gave the shoe. The zot ha-teuda beYisrael, and this was the law among the Jews. Teuda means mishpat. Mishpat ha-edut. The mishpat of a testimony. That's how they did it. So two questions on this pasuk. First of all, why does the pasuk start off zot lefanim beYisrael? This was the thing that they did in the old times, as if this was just the minhag that they did. And then it says vezot ha-teuda beYisrael. It's a law. So is it a law or it was a minhag? So there's a machloket rishonim. If this kinyan sudar, kinyan chalipin, kinyan shoe, is a kinyan deoraita or kinyan derabanan, where did this come from? Where did this act come from? whether to give the shoe. Is it something that the Torah decreed, or is it something that Chachamim established? Who are the Chachamim? Time of Boaz, Lefanim beYisrael, some Chachamim in the olden times established that kind of a Kinyan. Maybe at the time of Yoshua or earlier Shoftim, maybe back then they did it like that. Or is it something that was Minatora, which is Moshe Rabbeinu, said at Halakha Moshe Misinai? So Machlok Rishonim, the Rishonim who hold the Ramban, Rashba, Ritva, they hold is the Oraita. And there is the Radvaz who wants to say, based on the way he learns the Rambam, that maybe this is the Rabbanan. So it's a Machlok Rishonim.
How do they do with the Pesukim?
The Pesukim are Divrei Kabbalah. Divrei Kabbalah is not Torah. It's Divrei Kabbalah, it's Divrei Nevi'im.
Torah says
Chalitzu. That's Yibum. What does that have to do with over here? It's a Kinyan. Yibum is not a Kinyan. It's a Gezerah Dakatuv that when they want to do Chalitza, by doing this thing that the lady comes and takes off the shoe from the foot of the brother-in-law, and throwing it and spitting it and doing all those stuff, she now becomes mutar to go and marry.
Oh, he is doing a yibum and he's doing a kinyan. That's the question.
He's doing a yibum, which is later on. First, he has to do a kinyan, which means he needs to acquire the right of doing the goel, the geula, on the kargaot, on the lands. He needs to get the right to do that. So, yeah.
What's the Alpha Geula? What's the Zemechele and Zechabitim? How come it's saying both?
Well, there are two different actions. One is an exchange, one is a...
We don't care about two actions, we care about one action.
The Megillah describes when they did it, how they did it, why they did it. Okay, I know it's not the gear to the story over here, but it's telling you a background. And by background, it's telling us a halacha that such a thing could be done. Means Shmuel HaNavi, when he wrote the Sefer, he wanted to convey to us this concept of Kinyan Chalipin, which has never been yet mentioned anywhere in the text till this date. Date, I mean, Megillah Drut, when it was...
Mechira means Stam Mechira.
Right.
Meshicha, whatever it is.
Exactly.
And Chalipin is this new thing that we're learning about.
No. Mechira is what we're learning about. Chalipin is a regular exchange. Chalipin is when you have a cow, I have a donkey, we want to exchange it. That's Chalipin.
Rabbi said we're learning from the new here. As I mentioned before. What is the new thing?
Both. There are two kinyanim taking place. Right? In the story, only one kinyan takes place. But there are two kinyanim that the Pasuk is talking about. One kinyan is a type of a kinyan that when I want to buy something, right? I do a kinyan sudar. Kinyan sudar means I give you a shoe. By giving you the shoe, I automatically am kone whatever it is over there that becomes mine.
This is stam kinyan.
That is called ala mechira. If you want to sell something to me, and I'm not giving you money, and the item is not here, there is no meshicha, there is no hagba, and there is no kinyan kesef, there is no kinyan chatzer, how am I supposed to acquire that davar that is not here? I either have to do some kind of an act of kinyan on it, either giving money, if you say ma'ot chonot, right? Or I have to do a meshicha, hagba, chatzer, something.
With the shtar?
Yes,
some stuff you could sell with the shtar, some you can. Different kinyanim go on different things. So if I don't have any shtar, I don't have any chatzer right now, the item is not in my chatzer. The item is sitting in your house, and I want to buy it. And I have no money to give you right now.
So that's for kinyan.
That's called kinyan. I give you a sudar, I give you a shoe. By giving you the sudar or the shoe, that item becomes mine. And I take the shoe back.
How is Chalipin? Why is Chalipin a different thing than a Kinyan?
Because Chalipin is an exchange.
No, but cow for parable chamor is the same as money.
It happens on the item. The item is not.
You exchange it.
Yeah. How do you know that? How do you know that works? How do you know it works? How about the value of the ox is less than the value of the chamor? Maybe it's more than the value of the chamor. Oh, yeah, whatever. But that's it's called kinyan chalipin.
Because the item is there, but chalipin, the item is not there. You're using a substitute.
By chalipin, also the other item is not here.
No, but I'm saying by kinyan, if the item is not to do actual kinyan,
you do sudar.
Sudar, kinyan sudar, right? So isn't it the answer to his question?
No, it's also he says kinyan chalipin of exchanging an ox with a donkey is the same thing as giving money and buying something. It's not.
You can do
chalipin
with the sudar then, basically? Meaning, there's no kamor.
That's called sudar.
Meaning, sudar itself is enough. Sudar would work without the tara and the kamor.
Right. That's a mechira. So...
Is there a mechira or is it chalipin?
Chalipin is when you exchange. Here you're not exchanging anything.
Okay, but it's much more in the pasuk.
There is a mechira and there is a temura. Yeah. Chalipin is temura. Rashi says temura or chalipin.
But it's much more in the pasuk that the shoe works for the chalipin also.
If you want to exchange the shoe with something else.
No, it's much more.
But anyway, so there are two inyanim mechira that Rashi say you learn from here. The one that the pasuk is talking about over here is the kinyan mechira, which means that the Goel sold the right of doing Geula on the Karka to Boaz, and Boaz gave him the shoe. On this there is a shayla whether it's the right or the Rabbana. And I said, Mahlok Yadushonim. Now, I'm not going to get into all the details of it, it's a shir, but it's not the Giana. What I would like to share with you is two things. There's a Sefer Devar Avram, the Kovner Rav, who gives pshat in how this... He says there are rayas this way, rayas that way, he puts it all together. And the emet is the Al-Sheik HaKadosh on the Perush of Ruth, Kimat says the same thing. The Kovner Rav was either Soed or was Mechaven to the Perush of Al-Sheik. He says like this, that Be'emet Halacha Moshe Mesinai was not anything about Kinyan Sudar or Kinyan Chalipin. There was a halakha of Moshe Mesinai that said that any time people establish an accepted way of acquiring, that is considered Kinyan Deoraita. Which means people could make up their own act of Kinyan. Right? People could make up their own act of Kinyan. Once this becomes a widespread, accepted way of Kinyan, Torah would recognize that as an act of Kinyan. Now, if Kamina is if somebody comes and takes it afterwards, Gezela. That's what it means, Torah recognizes. Or somebody could go and be Mekadosh Anisha with it afterwards, because it's his. So, any act that is accepted by people, the Gemara in Bo'amitzer calls it Kinyan Situmta. Kinyan Situmta means the same thing, that people made of Minhag HaSoharim, they call it. The Minhag of the merchants. For example, if there is an act of a chinyon, let's say we make up an act of a chinyon and a handshake, shake on it. Once you shake on it, means that it's a chinyon is accepted. If between us, we accept that every time you shake on a chinyon, it's done, that chinyon of shaking becomes a chinyon situmta. It is accepted by Torah. Torah would recognize that. That's called Kinyan Situmta. There is a minhag among the diamond dealers in the diamond district or in Belgium. It's an accepted among the diamond dealers that when you make a deal, you say Mazal Uvracha. Mazal Uvracha. Without any money going over. Without touching the stone. You come and you see the stone, you say, let me look at it, put it down. No Kinyan here, right? Beautiful. I'll buy it. Right? How much? This much. You negotiate. Yes. Mazal Uvracha. As soon as he says Mazal Uvracha, that's it. You can't back out. It's a Kinyan, it's yours. I can't back out, you can't back out, it's yours. Even though no money changed hand, no Chalipin was done, or no Kinyan Sudar was done, no meshicha or haigbo, anything was done, it's yours. That is called kinyan situm, minhag asocharim. It's a minhag that the merchants make up. That, he says, al pi Torah, is accepted. So this is halakha Moshe Sinai that was passed down. How did this evolve? One of the ways that it evolved is what the pasuk says. Vezod lefanim beYisrael. That's how the Al-Sheikh learns it. Vezod lefanim beYisrael. This was a minhag that started in the old times among the Jews. Yes, on their own, as an act. They made up an act that ala geula varatemura lekayem kol davar. Every time they wanted to establish something, shalav ishnaalum natan lereu. Somebody took off his shoe and gave it to his friend. They made that up. Vezod hateuda beYisrael, and that became a law among the Jews, which means once that became a minhag, it was a minhag. Once it became accepted minhag, it became the halachic law, minatora.
Why did it have to start from Jewish people?
Would it be by goyim if something is accepted?
If the goyim, they do it and the Jews would accept it, yes. Because the Jews have their own minhagi kinyanim. If the goyim started it and the Jews adapted it, that's fine too. As long as we consider that as a master kinyan.
Is there any kinyan Doreto by itself, or this is it? Meaning, is there any way that Torah actually says this is how it is, and then this is...
Oh, there are kinyanim that the Torah says.
So just exchanging money is Doreto, this is another way.
Right, that's correct. There are the kinyanim that the Gemara learns, in Kiddushin, other places, Gemara learns kinyanim from the Torah.
This is an extra one.
It's an extra one. It's an open, as you said, it's an open type of a kinyan. That if you make a minhag of a certain type that is accepted, that becomes a kinyan, becomes a law among the Jews.
So, in the passage, ala geula ve'ala tmura, on both geula and tmura, which is the mechira or the chalipin,
right?
Lekayem kol davar shalaf yishnalo.
Right.
Shalaf yishnalo, both on the mechira and the chalipin.
You're going back to your own cash. I understand. But that is how the Mepharshim learn it. Okay, maybe they want to exchange their shoe for another shoe. What it means is that you could use a keli to do it. Now there is a difference between kinyan chalipin and kinyan sudar. Even though over here says shalavish naalo, they still speak it out. That there is a difference between kinyan chalipin and kinyan sudar, and that is like this: that kinyan sudar, which is what they did here, could only be done by keli. Shalavish na'alo. Has to be na'al. Doesn't have to be a shoe. It has to be a keli. Means it has to be a vessel. As la'afuki, as opposed to perot, you can't use fruit to do kinyan sudar with. In other words, if I want to do under the chuppah, now the rabbi doesn't have a yarmulke, he has a hat, but he doesn't want to take off his hat, and he has no handkerchief, he has no pen, he has nothing to give to the edim to make a kinyan with. He can't take an apple, a banana, and give it to him and pick it up. You cannot do that, because a kinyan sudar has to be done with the keli. That's why, in the bottom of the ketubah, it says, the kanina, we made a kinyan. That's a kinyan sudar with a yarmulke, with a handkerchief. Or pen, pick it up, right? The kaninan mean ploni ben ploni chatandanan. Lemarat ploni vat ploni betul tada. We made a kinyan from him to her. Al kolmad the katuv umefurash leel, and everything that's written over here, everything, all the obligation that's written here, he made a kinyan. Bemana the kasher lemichneyabe, with the keli that is kasher to do such a kinyan with. It has to be a keli, and the keli does not have to be a shabbat peruta. It could be a keli that is worth babkes, peanuts. You cannot do with peanuts, but you could do with a keli that is worth peanuts. Right? So, doesn't have to be shabbat peruta. That you could make a kinyan for this thing. That would be all the halachot of kinyan sudar we learn from over here, from this pasuk.
What's wrong with the, why can't you do fruit and anything?
Right.
What about something that has value? Even that's like what? Has to be something that has any value?
It doesn't have to show a peruta. As long as it's a tool that could be used for something.
You know? A screwdriver, you say?
It's a little small screwdriver. Or a little Zach. You know what? A paper clip is a keli and is worth nothing. That's not Shabbat Peruta. Right? You could do a Kenyan Sudar with a paper clip. Staple is not. Because it becomes a keli after you bent it. You make it into keli then. The paper clip is usable the way it is. Right? The shiloh, if a nail is a keli or not. Okay? A screw is a keli.
What's different than a nail?
I mean, there's the difference. Because screw, you could just, or a bolt. A bolt and a nut. Okay. Right? But those are usually more than a shiloh peruta. Paper clip is the best example. Paper clip is a shiloh peruta. These things that we attach to our curtains in the shul, these little, whatever it is, right? So those things are, you could do kinyan sudar. Huh? Safety pin. Also a keli.
The handshake is in the right.
That's what I said. Handshake becomes in the oraita. Because once it became a situmtum, which is a kinyan, minagas ocharim, that's how they do it. So maybe it becomes the oraita.
A lot of cases, I thought, just in case, with the other stuff also.
We do that too. But that by itself works with the oraita. If you are in a place that they accept that, then you don't do chazara, you can't go back. Right? Not many places do that. You have to see in that business, in that line of business, handshake by itself is something or not that you can back out. Mazal uberacha among the sukharim is accepted. It is accepted that even in the court of law, American court of law, they accept it. Because they know, as an arbitration, that this is a bylaw among the diamond merchants. It's an accepted way of doing it. Then the court recognizes that to be a final deal. So if they come, if the two witnesses come and say that this guy said mazal uberacha, and again, mazal uberacha, it's a sale. You can't back out.
So a signature on the contract is the same thing?
A signature on the contract will be the same thing.
That's universal.
That's not shtar.
Huh?
That's not shtar.
Well, it might be shtar. Depends what the contract is. If the contract is shtar and signature is on the contract, so that's a shtar. Right? But it depends. Anything that you accept is understood by all parties as a way of finalizing a deal. Once that's the finalizing of the deal, that's the deal. Clicking. By clicking on this button, you acknowledge that you bought it. That's it. Clicking. Since when clicking is a master kinyan? Well, in the world of internet, clicking is a master kinyan. Once you click on it, you bought it. Oh, I didn't make a kinyan, meshicha. You clicked on it. You bought it. Okay.
My vision was always that you don't always follow that. Everything on the right side is a
kinyan,
you're done.
If it is accepted as a final act, yes. The reason that we don't do that is because, is it accepted? Is it not accepted? Mechitesi, go see, everybody does it, they don't do it. But if it's something that is clear, that is accepted, yes, so it is.
So you could literally marry somebody where it says, I agree, just click on it.
No. The Kenyan Kedushin is not the same. There's more or less Kenyan Kedushin is different.
I thought that, all those.
You cannot marry a woman Ali the Kenyan Sudar.
Why not? You make that.
If I give a lady a paper clip, right? That's not Shabbat Peruta.
Has to be Shabbat Peruta.
Has to be Shabbat Peruta. Right? If I give her a keli, right? Kenyan Khalifin. Right? Your lady picks this up. Now she's my wife. Yeah, that's not a Kenyan Khalifin. It doesn't work by Kiddushin. There's a Ma'asa Kiddushin.
So if
a woman is Aisha Nichnit B'Shalosh Derachim. Kesef, Shetar, and Biyah. It's not Khalifin.
But I agree.
If you do it at Bishtar, yes, you could do that. Okay. But she has to receive the Shtar.
Send her an email.
Email is not going to do. She has to receive the Shtar. Not a virtual. Okay, right. So, Chet, Vayomer HaGoel LeBoaz. Goel said to Boaz, Chene Lecha, right? Acquire for yourself, Vayishlof Na'alo. So Goel said to Boaz, Bichone, Baishlof Na'alo, and we said, who took off his shoe? And Arbi Alacha, we say that Boaz took off his shoe and gave it.
Is this Pluni Almoni talking?
Yes, Goel is Pluni Almoni, that's right. Goel, who's the one who had the right to do Geula. Now, somebody over here mentioned, does this Shalav Na'alo have anything to do with Chalitza? Okay. There are those who draw analogy, and I'm not going to go into that. It's kind of. So, but they say that how can it do it? Both are shoes. Obviously, there must be some kind of a connection between that shoe and this shoe. Okay, that's for Darshanut. That's not again. I'll just stick with the pshat.
Why did he have to buy the land also?
No, that's what that's last time we spoke. I'm going to post it to you. Na'yomer Boaz lazekenim v'chol ha'am. Edim atem hayom. You are witnesses today. Ki chaniti et kol asher le'elimelech. We dash in this pasuk already, right? That I acquired everything that belonged to Elimelech with kol asher le'chinyon u'machlon. Everything that belongs to Kinyon and Machlon. Miad Naomi, based on the chart that I gave you, we spoke about how there was a Yerusha and all came to Naomi and he bought it from Naomi. Mimela. Pasuk Yud v'gam Rut Hamoavia Eshed Machlon and also Rut the Moavi, wife of Machlon, Kaniti Lileisha, I was kone her for myself, I acquired her for myself as a wife, Lehakim Shemamet, to establish the name of the dead person, Al Nachalato, on his portion of land. Veloi Kalet Shemamet Meimechav, so his name would not be forgotten, would not be erased, would not be disconnected from his brothers. Umishar Mekoman, from the gate of his place, that means in his place, and people who know him, they would always remember him. Edim Atem Hayom, you are witnesses. Vayom Ru Kolam, and they all said, Kolam Asher Beshar, the people who were there at the Shar, are the people who were standing there. Vaz the Kenim, and the judges, the Zakenim were the Dayanim. Edim, we are witness. Yitan Hashem et ha'isha haba'a el betecha. Now, before I get into that bracha. Why did the Zakenim say Edim? We are witnesses, twice. Edim atem. And they said Edim, yes, we are witnesses.
Two things.
Establish the halacha and then.
There's the land and there's the girl.
No, first you have to establish the halacha and then you.
Right, so what Boaz wanted to do over here, the Al-Shech HaKadosh says, what Boaz wanted to do over here was that he wanted to make sure that this Lashon is established. Anitili, I'm sorry, Rota Moavia Eshed Machlon, the wife of Machlon. That people, you know, he didn't want people later on to come and say that this Rota Moavia had nothing to do with Machlon, because she was a goy when Machlon married her. Machlon married her, she's a goy. What, you know?
There's nothing there.
Nothing there, so you just want to marry the lady, so go marry the lady. Right? So he said he wanted to make sure to tell them that she's still considered Eshet Machlon. Al-Shech HaKadosh says, and you're going to see a Givadki Al-Shech HaKadosh writer later on, I'm going to talk to you. Peled Gezach, he says that we all know, you should know, Ruach Machlon Dovkabo, that the spirit of Machlon got connected to her. Now, generally, this is the Mahalach that Al-Shech HaKadosh says based on the Zohar. Zohar says this. You ready? Ready? Zohar says that every time a person marries a wife, their neshama would get connected, their ruach get connected. Okay, we have spoken about this back in the day. We speak about it during the Chatan Shemus. That is that the husband and wife become one flesh. Zohar HaKadosh says not only one flesh, then neshama becomes one too. Zohar HaKadosh says when a baby is born, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes half of his neshama and puts it into the wife, into the girl that he's going to marry as a wife. When they get married, the two neshamos come together. When they live together, when they actually are together, as husband and wife, the two halves become one, become connected. And therefore, when the husband dies, Bar Minan, without the child, the spirit of that husband still is connected to his wife. That's why his wife needs to go through Yibum, because she would bring back sort of that ruach, would give a body for that ruach to come back to life. That's the concept Zohar HaKadosh says behind Yibum. And that's why if the brother does not want to do Yibum, they do a chalitza. We spoke about that, because chalitza is when they take off the shoe. Shoe represents the guf. Body represents the ruach. Just like the body covers the neshama. Neshama is inside the guf. So to shoe covers the body. So the relationship between shoe to the body is the relationship of body to neshama. When she takes off his shoe, means she's removing the goof, so to speak, from his body. Goof from the neshama. Indicating that you are not allowing, you're not giving a body to the neshama of your brother, which is inside of me. So for that, I would take away your shoe, which is removing the goof, right? Symbol of the goof from your body. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu had to take off his shoe when he saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he was talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because remove your Gashmiut. Connect to me in Ruchniut. That's why, you know, that was the symbol of removing Gashmiut. That's why the Kohanim who work in Beit HaMikdash, they take off their shoes. They cannot do Avodah with shoes on. They have to go bare feet. Because they're symbolizing that the Avodah that we're doing over here is an Avodah of connecting Ruchniut. There's no, you know, we are, it's an Avodah Hashem in a Ruchniut way. So therefore, that is what happens when they get married. Now, when a person marries a goy, there is no kiddushin, there is no ruach davkabo. On the contrary, the Gemara says that his ruach doesn't go into her; she is going to cling on him. The Gemara says in Sota that by Eshet Potiphar it says that Yosef did not want to. Lishkab etzlah liyot ima. He didn't want to lay next to her to be with her. Lishkab etzlah liyot ima. Gemara dashes lishkab etzlah ba'olam hazeh liyot ima ba'olam haba. Had Yosef done what he did with Eshet Potiphar, what Eshet Potiphar wanted that he should do, had he done it, Eshet Potiphar would have been connected. Her neshama would have been connected to his neshama as a kelipa, and would not let go of it even in olam haba. The Gemara says, "Keshura lo kikelev," like a dog that bites and doesn't let go, would have gone stuck on him. So when a person goes and he lives with a goy, not only there is no chibur of the neshamot, but adarabah, she becomes a kelipa on his neshama. Right? So it's not that his neshama goes into her; she is going to be covering, clinging onto his neshama. Over here, Machlon went and married a Ruta Moaviyah before she became a Gioret, this should be a big problem. So all of this process of Rut was to indicate, ready? All of it was to indicate that in this situation was not so. In this situation, because Rut, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had somehow facilitated for Rut to have come to the world because she was the daughter of Lot, and it was a girgul of that, and she came to bring about the Malchut of Israel. Over here, Adarabah, on the contrary, even though there was no Kiddushin, his neshama got connected to her. His ruach went inside of her, just like a regular marriage. No, not a mafreya.
When they got married, she wasn't Jewish yet. She became Jewish afterwards.
Of course, she was not Jewish at the time.
Right, has to be. Because she had a bechira. If she would have chosen not to become,
okay, her, maybe. Okay, good. I don't know.
I don't know.
If it was a mafreya or had she not. I don't know what would have happened had she not decided to become a Gioret. Okay, but I don't think that the ruach was out and then went in. I think, I mean, many times we keep saying Eshet. Even before the pasuk refers to Naomi, refers to Ruth as Eshet Machlon, right?
How could she carry the neshama of a Jew? What is that supposed to mean? You're not a Jew.
Normally, it's not. Over here, it's different. That's why Boaz in this pasuk wants them, wants all the zakenim, all the beddin to declare that don't think that she's just a stomach yoret that I'm marrying. My marriage to her is because she is machlon, eshet machlon, lehakim shem amed al nachalato, to establish the name of the met on the nachalato. Otherwise, she has no shaykhus to machlon. Just happened to be, you know, had a goyish marriage to this guy. This is why he says, Edim atem. I want you to testify that, I guess, apir ruach hakodesh or whatever it was, that this is so. And they said, Edim. They said, yes, we testify. This is how Shara HaKodesh learns. Now, let me take you, I'm going to jump you ahead, because it's Nogia, bear with me. And they give a bracha, we're going to get to the bracha. Jump ahead. Vayikach Boaz et Rut, pasuk Yud Gimel. I will come back, but the pasuk Yud Gimel. Boaz takes Rut, Batelo Leisha, becomes his wife. Vayavo Elea, and they're together. Vayitan Hashem lo herayon, Batelet Ben. She has pregnancy, she gives birth to a son. Batomana and Hashem, the ladies say, El Naomi. They say to Naomi, Baruch Hashem Ashulo Ishvil Loch Goel Ayom. Baruch Hashem, who didn't stop from you, a Goel today. Ve'igale Shemo Israel, they should have been fine. Batikach Naomi et Ayelet. Naomi, Pasuk Tetzayin. Naomi took the child. Vateshiteu Becheka. And she put her on her lap. Vateilo Le'omenet. And she became her Omenet.
Next,
what does omenet mean? No, next pasuk. This pasuk.
Nurse.
What is no omenet? Nurse. So zok tish al shekha gadosh. Why would somebody take an omenet? A lady. Right? They would take an omenet who is usually meniga. It's called a nurse because the nurse is the baby. Not only the mother nurses the baby, they usually get a lady who has milk. Right? In case the mother is not available, the mother is can't do whatever it is. They didn't have any formula those days. She should nurse the baby. Zorg de Arshech HaKadosh. Only he can say it. I don't know. It must be Arshech HaKadosh. I have no idea where it came from. He says, Naomi developed milk in her body.
Like Sarah.
Right. But Sarah gave birth. She didn't give birth.
No baby here.
She developed milk. She started nursing the baby. Vateilo le'omenet. And why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make such a nurse? He says, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu make such a
nurse? It was
their son. Right? Because he says, the ladies didn't know. Maybe some ladies would have started talking. They would have said something, right? And they would come from outside at the time that Ruth gave birth, right? And they're going to say, "Vatoman Allah kol adivarim amurim mala yine bechol divrem." Right? They say, "Good, Baruch Hashem, you have a baby to take care of you. You know, you have a grandchild, so to speak, to take care of you." They don't realize that this child has the ruach of Machlon in him. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made an S. Umiyad vatehi v'tiyelo le'omenet. Right away she became an omenet. Kiyuit barach. Hishpiyach chalav bedadeh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put milk in her body. Vatehi omenet oto. Henikato midadeh. She nursed him from her own body. Oz birod ha-shechenot, when the ladies saw et ha-nes ha-gadol hazeh, such a nes, yad'ua k'chol ha-nashim zekenot, they all knew that lo al-chinam asa ha-kadosh baruch hu nes hazeh. Hashem wouldn't make such a nes for nothing. Must be, this is to tell us, ki ben Naomi uzeh, that this is his her child. This is really her child.
It's
Machlon.
There shouldn't be any.
If she's nursing that baby, must be this is her child. This is Machlon. Ki hu Machlon uba derech yibum al yedei Boaz and came through derech yibum by Boaz, and therefore over here Ruth was. That's right. That Ruth was not just stomach yoret who was a goy or had nothing to do with anything. Ruth over here, for some reason, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given her the Ruach HaMachal on inside of
her. This is another proof for what Wad is trying to do.
Yeah, exactly. Here he did it with the Zechanim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu did it there for Nashim, she says. Both of them is Asher HaKadosh.
And all these guys who marry come and then they become Baal Shuvah to have as them.
I don't know. It's not Baal Shuvah. Baal Shuvah? Gerim, you say?
No,
he just does it and then he does the Shuvah.
Yeah.
Okay, David to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem should get rid of it. And the word Omed Bifnei HaTeshuvah, Rambam says. Teshuvah Mechaperet Al Hakol. We'll take care of it.
We're saying this guy is
going to be. Whatever it is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes care of it. You know, the Rav Moshe Cordovero says that every time a person does an Avera, that Avera creates a Malach. Malach, Mashchit. Yeah. And just like a human being needs to sustain himself, a Malach also needs sustenance. Now, usually the Malachim that Hashem creates, Hashem sustains them with the whatever He gives them. A Malach that you create, you should sustain it. So he says the right thing would have been for the malach to come to the person and say, feed me. What I don't have anything to give you. Malach doesn't eat apples. So he says malach then would sustain itself from the bracha, the ruchniot bracha that's coming to him. The malach will become a leech, will become a, what do you call it?
Parasite.
Huh?
Parasite.
Parasite, thank you. A parasite to a ruchniyat parasite, a spiritual parasite to the shefa that he's getting. And this guy's shefa is going to be sucked away by these malachim. The more avera chas v'shalom, the more of these malachim amashkit. And his ruchniyat would fall apart. So on that he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmanut on him. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is nose avon. Nose avon means Hashem carries the avon. How does he carry the avon? Means He takes care of it. I'll take the burden. I'll sustain those neshamot. He said, Noseh Avon. Noseh Avon, till the person does teshuva. Once a person does teshuva, a full teshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will destroy those mashchitim. Right? So, once it destroys those mashchitim, it's gone. So the same thing, the same situation is here. If a person does a full teshuva, Hashem will take care of it.
What, did you take care of those souls? Normally they
cling.
Now we're saying,
Hashem's
gonna take
this. This lady would have died on her own. Right? A goyish lady.
Yeah.
Okay, so this guy happened to be with her.
Yeah.
She's clinging on to him.
Yeah.
Hashem will detach her from him.
Yeah. Whatever
Whatever happens to her, whatever happens to her, it will happen to her.
Okay, so for Yibun, they said they got the shoes. Why shoes versus any other part of the clothing? Like shirts,
something
else?
I don't know. The shoes.
Inside. Right. Why shoes? Everything else. Also, earlier saying,
Chalisa
is saying,
I said once, because shoe is something that a person cannot live with. We cannot live without. Everything else, a person can handle. Right? Shoe is Shasali called Sorki. Shasali called Sorki, that's when Baruch we make on it. Shoe is what gives a person, you know, ability to use Olam Hazeh. That's my shot, I'm not sure, but that's.
Also, isn't there applicable in Indian to do Chalisa? Meaning for someone who's older, the reason Chalisa was this thing is a kind of a bad thing.
Not a bad thing. It's an alternative to Yibum. Yibum is the Chatechila. The Machloket Gemara says Machloket Tanaim between Chachamim and Abba Shaul. Right? Abba Shaul holds that Mitzvah Chalisa Kodem and Mitzvah Yibum. Chachamim say no, Mitzvah Yibum Kodem and Mitzvah Chalisa. What's the Machloket? Machloket is that Abba Shaul holds that really, there's an Isur of Eshedach over here. Torah was matir, Isur Eshedach, b'makom mitzvah. So it's only the chuya, means the Torah pushed off the Isur of Eshedach, b'makom mitzvah of Yibum. So if a person does Yibum because he has a good kavana and he's doing it mamash tashem shamayim, doing the kind of mitzvah, so in that situation, he pushes off the avera and he does the mitzvah. But if a person is doing it for any ulterior motives, so in that situation he is not really doing a Hashem mitzvah. So Chas v'Shalom is pogeya be'isur eshedach, because isur eshedach was pushed off by the mitzvah. There's no mitzvah over here or chatzim mitzvah here. That's what Abba Shaul learns. Chachamim hold no, that mitzvah, that isur eshedach was hutra. Torah removed it in the makom of of Yibum. Therefore, it doesn't matter why a person does Yibum. For whatever reason he does it, Yibum is a Yibum. It works. So according to them, Mitzvah Yibum is Chodem and Mitzvah Chalisa. According to Abba Shaul, it's better to do Chalisa than to do Yibum.
The Chalisa still has the same beneficial effect on the Neshama?
Because
if it was saying that...
No. No, the Neshama gets, I guess, doesn't come to fruition.
So nothing happens. There's no teaching
for
the Neshama?
Right. Not tikkun, it doesn't come back to the world. Whatever Hashem does, you know.
So why should one do chalisa?
Because in case they don't do it, Hashem Shemayim, they're dealing with Yisurei Torah.
No. As opposed to nothing, all the couples, all the persons.
The Torah says you have to, because she's not going to be able to get married.
She's older.
Doesn't want to get married. Don't do chalisa.
Other parents said
that the Indian to do it.
I'm not
2 years
ago in Baltimore. It was an older people.
Right.
And Hammond told the person.
Maybe that Khalid said some kind of something. It could be.
I
don't know.
So according to Chacham, even if someone knows he's not doing it, the Shema should still do it.
Right, that's correct. That's why the Sephardim used to do Yibum. They still do Yibum if they can. The Ashkenazim, they never do Yibum. They only do Chalitza. Mm-hmm. Even though they're not passing like Abba Shaul, but they're afraid of this, so they don't do Yibum.
The whole Kavanah is for the baby, yeah? Once after the baby comes, then...
No, then they live together.
I know, but I'm saying those Kavanahs doesn't have to be right afterwards.
Right, that's correct.
Once you can't get
rid of it. That's correct. Right? So now they say... that those who did it for mamash, for the baby, right, they did not want to be with the wife afterwards anyway. That's why Yehuda, after he was with Tamar, that the inyan of Yibum, even though he didn't realize, but became a kuyam, did not continue to live with her anymore because he didn't want, he wasn't interested in just marrying a wife. He did it for the mitzvah. So, well, good, so it worked out for the mitzvah, Baruch Hashem, for the mitzvah. And Boaz Chazal say that night he died. So he only was koneher for that mitzvah. And they say that's why he died. Well, one pshat is that's why he died, to show that it was all the shem mitzvah, was not because of his taiva.
I thought if you do it, you can't get a rafa afterwards, right?
Like can what afterwards?
You can't get a rafa after.
Yeah, you could divorce her.
You divorce her?
You could divorce her.
Does she get a ketuvah? Root? From Boaz?
Yes, because Boaz... act, we're going to see soon in the Pasuk, Boaz's act was not a Ma'aseh Yibum, Ma'aseh Yibum. Ma'aseh Yibum is only a Bia.
Right.
Boaz marries her with Kiddushin and Nisuin and the whole process. As a matter of fact, we learn from Boaz, another thing Gemara learns in Ketubah from Boaz is that for Birkat, for Nisuin, for Chuppah, for Birkat Chatanim, Sheva Barachot, you need to have 10 people. How do you know? Because it says Boaz gathered, right at the beginning of the Perek, Boaz gathered 10 people. Gemara says, why? So one pshat was to the Ashin, Amoni Belo, Amoni Mavir, Moavit. Another pshat, Gemara says, is because he wanted to make Birkat Nisuin. Birkat Nisuin, you need 10. How do you know? From here. So, it was a whole process of Kiddushin and Nisuin. In other words, the result of it was a result of Yibum. But it was not an actual mass of Yibum of a brother to a brother, because that's only for a brother to a brother. Here was an uncle, a cousin.
Kiddushin?
Because he wants removed.
If it's the case of Yibum, why is he doing Kiddushin?
I just said it. Because that's only by brother to brother that they do Ma'aseh Yibum.
Oh, okay.
Here, the Ma'aseh is a Ma'aseh Kiddushin. The result is the result of Yibum.
Idea of Yibum, not really.
Idea of Yibum.
So Boaz died that day.
That night.
So then, does everything go back to Ploni Almoni?
No.
It goes to the...
Oh, you mean as Yerusha?
Yeah.
No, it goes to the baby. Baby is his baby.
I think he's not born yet.
But it doesn't matter. Right. He has a baby. Once he has a baby, once the baby is born, he's going to yash in the father.
Even is double
the daughter? Yerusha works as well.
One second, if the baby, they don't know if she was pregnant. So they're going to divide everything and then realize she was pregnant.
So they're going to wait to see if she's pregnant or not. You know, they're together.
Anyway.
So wait. Now you're gonna see there are a lot of, you're bringing up good points that are gonna be addressed here, but let's just say one more thing and then we're gonna stop.
So one more thing.
Probably is Hashem, one will do. Because I want to talk to you about the Yibum, so that's how it came out. I told you about how the Yibum worked over here. And this was a question that was bothering you from a few weeks ago, so hopefully, you know. No, so Elio was saying, so if that's the case, so every person could go and just be with another Goyan and everything should be fine. Other Rabba, I'm saying, over here was a Chidush. That's why they had to go through so many Pesukim to show that she is different. This was Minashomayim somehow different than every case of somebody living with a Goy.
We
don't know how. Akadosh Baruch Hu is working it out. Right? Why is Akadosh Baruch Hu working it out like that? That is for the Siyum speech. But,
he could have just made a
Siyum
ger first.
Siyum not going to be Sunday. Sunday, I'm going to be out of town. Next Thursday night, I'm going to have Siyum. Yeah. So we'll finish and have Siyum.
Did he explain if Machon did a ched or not? We did say
Machon. Of course, he did a chet. He didn't know what was going on. There are those who say he knew. You know, I don't remember now, back then, which one of the Mefarshim said it. One of the Mefarshim says that they knew that Mashiach is going to come from Malchut, is going to come from Moab. That's why they allowed themselves to marry Moabit. Hopefully, she's the enemy. I hit the jackpot. Right? Buy the lottery, maybe it'll turn out to be the jackpot. Right, so that was, some say that was the Kavana. Others say, no, the Kavana was they just married. And that's why they died. It was an Avera, it was a Chet. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu was working behind the scene to develop this.
And he knew it was going to come from Elimelech, so.
So right, that's not, according to the first Peshaw, is that. Elimelech says, Elai Tovu Malchut, Malchut should come to me. So here, good, so Malchut is going to come to me, it's going to come from Moab, so let's go marry some Moabim. How do you know this is the one?
So it's something that they need to bring out a minion also. I mean, that's why Kozvi did what he
that's
did.
That's a Kozvi, right?
You mean the minion?
So there's something he needed. He was trying to take out. That's why he did what he did. They knew this from back, like.
Right. That's what they say.
That's why Kozvi also did that.
Yes, but all these things are shooting in dark. They say Eshet Potiphar. Why was she so interested in Yosef? Because somehow she knew that something is going to come. Between her and Yosef. She didn't realize that it was her daughter who Yosef is going to marry. She thought it was her. But that doesn't allow you to mess things up.
So David made the same mistake too,
no? Oh, so we're going to talk about that. David was also in the same mistake.
Basically, these things you cannot force. You have to say
exactly. Exactly. You have to move forward with your temimut. And if Hashem wants to do it, in other words, don't get involved with God's business. God will have to do it. Don't play God.
Boaz did the same Cheshbon. Was his cheshbon that he said Ruach HaKodesh and this and that?
No, but she's already Gioret.
Now she's Jewish.
She's already Gioret. Now he sees that, okay, so she must be the one. If she has all the simanim, that's already, she's the one, she's Gioret. He didn't do anything wrong. Other Rabba, when she came to him that he should do something. And Boaz said, no, not tonight. Not tonight. Why? Because there's a plenty of money ahead of me. He could have said, well, you know what? Menachinami, yalla, let's go. Especially, according to Al-Sheikh HaKadosh, that she was the Gilgul of Lot's daughter. And that's exactly what Lot did. After her father ate and drank, she came and she did whatever she did. Over here, the Pasuk says Lot, it says Boaz. Boaz ate and drank. Ba'itav libo. And then she comes and she reveals his feet. Right? She's going the same approach as Lot's daughter. Boaz should have said, okay, good, so if that's the case, so let's do it. He held himself back. Adarabah. He did it right. Chazal say, David HaMelech held himself back too. It would have been much better things would have come out of it. That's the bottom line. Don't play God. You have to let HaKadosh Baruch Hu run the show himself.
Just because you know something doesn't mean...
Right. You can do it. That night? Because he says there is somebody who's ahead of me.
Really?
Did
not.
He
married her at the end. But before he does that, he said there's somebody who has precedence over me, my uncle, who is one generation ahead of me. If anybody's going to do it, he's going to have to do it. If he doesn't do it, then it comes
really
to me.
Really? Not. I think really not. There was nothing there. We have to explain.
I mean, Alpi Halacha, it was.
Alpi Halacha wasn't.
It was a Geula of the land. Root goes together with the land. So if you go together with the land goes to him first before it comes.
That was somebody they made up that root has to go with the land.
You know me made that up.
Yeah, but I'm saying he could have said.
He could have said, let the land go to him, I'll take you. Yeah. He could have done that. But they didn't want that because Root said, the reason I want you to marry me is so my child, so when I walk into the field, my husband's field, they say this is the wife of that person, and that the baby is his baby, and so the land has to go with Ruth. Ruth was not ready to detach herself from the land. She wanted to do this for her husband. Right? She wasn't. Ruth was not doing it for Malchut. Ruth was doing it for her husband. I'm not even sure if Ruth knew that Malchut is going to come from her. It was Boaz who kept hinting.
Malchut never told her?
No, what did Malchut know?
If that was Malchut's cheshbon.
I know Malchut, but he doesn't know.
But he never told her?
Yeah, but I don't know. The jackpot.
Tell a guy that you're going to be Malchut of the Jews.
I mean, at some point she became Jewish with Machlon, so he never.
No. She never became Jewish with Machlon.
No.
After he died, later on she became a Jew.
She came back.
She came back to
when she becomes a Gershon.
That's when she says, "Go to your father."
That is the chiddush. That is exactly the chiddush that Rashi HaKadosh says. Yeah. Zohar says
you can't go back to your father.
What happened to Kilion?
Okay. Yeah. So. Why happened to Kilion over here? Machlon was saved.
I was going to ask, Machlon was the older?
Oh, yeah. That's the difference. We're going to get to that. We didn't discuss that yet. Machlon apparently Kilion was older. I'm sorry, Machlon was older. But Kilion, who was the younger brother, married first. You see, the first one says, third question. What does it say? Orpa. So it must be that Kilion, who was the younger brother, married first.
He did the chet first.
Right.
He pushed Machlon.
And they say the reason it's called is Kilion is because he gets to Kelaya. He gets destroyed.
That's my question. Their name is Kilion Kelaya and Machlon Machala.
Machla, that's right.
The
Kilion was finished.
The father had the Ruach Kodesh with the name?
His parents named him Elimelech. So he used to say, if my name is Elimelech, means Elite Tabo Malchut. So that's how he looked at himself. He was the older brother of older brothers. He was the oldest child of Nachshon.
Machlon and Kilion, we're talking about. Machlon and Kilion, the
Melech had a Nebuah,
that's what he named him?
Oh, I'm not here. Well, I guess. Yeah, why would we name this kind of names? I hear. Rabbi Hanania ben Nachash, Rabbi Zakkai, 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 Rabbi